Steph.
I love how our names rhyme when we do that.
I like that, you know, too.
I seem very far away. Hello.
Ooh.
But then I watch recordings and I'm like, why is it my whole face taking up the whole screen? Because, you know what I mean?
Have you heard the
saying? Hi, Aaron. Hi, Lexi. Hi, Eva. Ava? Either way, it's beautiful. Hi, Morgan. Hi, Anne. Hello, hi. YouTube and Facebook. Wowzer. Happy to be here. Happy to be alive.
Wow.
It's Easter season.
Tis the season.
We are in a series about living fully alive. Perfect theme for the Easter season.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I was telling the Lord last night, I stopped by the Adoration Chapel, and I was like, you know, I felt this invitation, and I had this inspiration. Mm-hmm. I had some energy post-Easter Sunday, just carried me through the octave, and I was like, I'm really going to live Easter.
Okay, Beth.
And last night I was like, I'm tired. I lost it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I lost it, mm-hmm. Lord. I just, you guys, you should hear my prayer sometimes. I just sit in the chapel just crying, sad tears. And I'm like,
tired.
I'm lost. I feel lost.
Okay.
I'm sad. That's my prayer.
I've been reading Divine Intimacy.
What?
I know. I have it on my iPad. So I can just like little take notes and stuff. And like these past couple of days have been about like, just when your prayer kind of gets a little funky, like just how the Lord shows up for you even more when you show up for him. The other day, I had all of the just desire to, once my kids went down for a nap, open up my Bible.
Love.
This was like a couple days ago. And so they all went down for a nap. It's a grace from the Lord that all four of my kids take a nap at the same time.
A grace? Do you mean a miracle?
It is a miracle. Every single day.
I would think.
Yeah, that's my sisters miracle are like, status. What do you do to them? I'm like, I think the Lord knows.
Yeah.
Anywho, I get on the couch. I get my little drink. I open my Bible.
Gotta have a beverage.
Yeah, it's a thing, you know?
It is.
Setting and I open my Bible and I start reading a little bit. And then I'm just getting tired.
Oh.
And tired. And I just felt the Lord say, but yeah, you showed up for me. Go take a nap.
Wow.
You know, you're like, you go take a nap too. And so my prayer time turned into reading scripture and then walking over to my bed and taking a nap.
Okay.
And just taking care of my body.
I just think it's very sweet to think about the Lord, like his words being a song over you, like lulling you into rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It was very peaceful and it felt very much like, even that nap, like, is not away from, like, his presence, you know?
Okay, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Divine Intimacy, I would say that's our staff pick for, I would say it's, even though it's profoundly rich material for prayer, it's also just excellent formation. So that's a daily devotional based on the Roman calendar, so the old like TLM, traditional Latin mass calendar of readings. But it's, if you try to get a book of it, it's like $100. It's crazy. I've bought so many of them and given them to people. I should be broke, honestly. Like, it is such an investment, but it's priceless, honestly. But
Jenna found it and shared it with the group.
Yeah, that it's in the public domain, so it's free. So Megan, I saw your question because I shared it with our writers. If you just Google Divine Intimacy public domain, it's like the first or second link, and you can read it for free online. There's also a podcast of it.
Really?
Which, listen, I really count on, but sadly, this woman, God bless her, it's a lot to keep up with. It's not there every day. Oh, and I'm like, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I'm like reloading all the time. They haven't been posted.
I just looked up Divine Intimacy PDF.
Yeah.
I uploaded that to my Notability app on my iPad.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it every day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I was doing it in like my mental prayer, which is like my 30-minute, like very protected relational prayer. But honestly, it's so meaty. It's like so good for contemplation. And Jenna's spiritual director had a phenomenal tip about this. Basically, you read until something like captures you and then you stop and pray with it. But it's so good. I wanted to read it. And it takes me like 10 minutes to read like three pages. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I want to be so present. And then I was like, wow, this is really cutting into like my mental prayer time. And I just want to be with the Lord. I don't want to study. I don't want to read. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just love that it's so very practical. Like it's very like you read it, and you're not having to maneuver through a lot of stuff. Yes. You know, like you're just in there. Once you open it up, it's let's get straight to it. And I love it. And yeah, it does. It is so good with contemplative prayer, like to lead into contemplative prayer, because you're just sitting with a line or a word. And I'm just like, wow, Lord.
You know what he is crazy good at? Images. He'll just say one, he'll just write one line about like everything. Jenna, what does he say? What does he say? Like, oh, there was one that was like, oh, so every day starts with this like phrase called presence of God, which is like an anchoring kind of prayerful thought and a focus for the meditation. And it's always like, just makes you want to weep. One was like, I welcome Jesus into the little boat of my soul. And like, then the whole reflection was on the storm at sea. Mm-hmm. Like, the boat of my soul? What? Please come in, Jesus. Come into this boat.
Yeah. I was a little sheep yesterday. He was a good shepherd.
What?
Yeah. It was wild.
Seriously. It's unbelievable. He says so many things that are just, I don't know. He'll use a word like crystallizes or like a thread. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I'm like in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Okay. So this is very good. Mm-hmm. This is a good place. If you've never approached divine intimacy, this is a good place to start because he's talking a lot about prayer right now.
Yeah. I open it up when I squeeze in like little pockets of prayer throughout the day because I get to linger with it as I start doing other things, you know? So like it doesn't require, I mean, although it very, very much could be like a chapel visit text, like it could be a quick visit with the Lord in like the presence, in his presence in your home before you go off to do the next thing or whatever is on your schedule. But I like opening it up when I know I have these little pockets and it just lingers with me throughout the day.
Totally. Yeah. So even like 10 minutes could be such rich, like meditation to just read that. If anybody knows where we are, because it can be a bit disorienting just with the old calendar and like the weeks, the way they label the weeks. So if anybody knows what number we're on, we're in that. We're in the 100 and somethings. Yeah, we're around 150. Thank you.
More or less.
Anyway, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, guys. Hi on YouTube and Facebook. So glad that you're here. We are sharing links over in the Blessed Is She app to that divine intimacy. And we drop lots of stuff over there. And we'd love for you to join the conversation over there. Yep. So, in fact, we're just getting started today over on Facebook and YouTube, kind of as our new norm. But then we have the rest of the conversation, the good stuff, over on the app exclusively for all of the women in our community.
The app is just the place to be.
The app is where it's at.
The app is where it's at, for sure.
Yeah.
So today, Q&A. Beth, we are talking.
Tell me, please, because I was confused.
About talking to strangers.
Are you sure? You guys, when you when you anticipated this live today, what did the event say? Tell me why you're here. Guys, because I looked it up because I, thank you, Jenna. Okay. I looked it up this morning and I was like, this is interesting. I thought we were in the Living Fully Alive series. And
what did you find?
I got a little bit lost and I went to mass and I was like praying about the thing that I thought we were talking about. And it wasn't that.
You didn't RSVP, Beth?
We're talking to strangers today. I guess I didn't, which is crazy because I'm definitely here. You know what I mean? Like I'm here.
Yeah.
So I RSVP in our Google Doc where we discuss topics.
You RSVP'd in your heart.
Thank you, Anna. Yes. Say more about why we talked about talking to strangers. Do you remember the inspiration for that? What does that have to do with the Easter season and living fully alive?
Sharing the good news.
Right. Say more stuff. Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, Beth, I don't know. This might come as a surprise to you, but I'm horrible at small talk.
It's not a surprise to me. It might be a surprise to you guys.
Horrible at just the little, those little side convos, going up to someone and just talking to them.
Jenna just said, I love small talk. And that
is she lives so for small talk.
Jenna's so good at small talk.
She is.
I mean, sometimes I'm just.
I told Mike, wow. I was like, how does she remember all the little details about everyone's life? And then like follows up with them.
Pamela says, I never meet a stranger. Pamela, listen, I relate to that. But what I do is I meet a stranger and I try to.
Yeah.
I try to deep dive with them.
Immediately. This is my thing.
It works a lot of the time.
Beth, but you are just like, you're an extrovert. So like for you, like it like feeds you to like socialize with people and talk to them. So when I go.
Oh, yeah. It's like, very life-giving to me.
Talk to strangers. I'm like, okay, I don't think I do the best job at it. I think that when I talk to strangers, I just want to like get to like when my friends text me, you don't need to greet me. You don't want me. You don't need to say like,
I'm never greeting you again.
I hope you're doing great.
I'm never saying that again.
Hope your coffee was amazing this morning. Like just get to the
taking
good
notes.
Stuff.
Taking notes.
Like, how'd you sleep last night? How are the kids? How's Chilo's schedule?
How did you sleep last night is a deep question, honestly, because I think a lot of our mental health depends on sleep and hydration. I'm being totally serious.
Guys, I never sleep well. I have a baby. So I mean, it's the season. So, you know, I'm just like, I think they just know to cut to the chase with me. And because that's just, I love, maybe because I feel like we only have so much time. Like, let's just get to the goods, you know?
I so know what you mean.
Chilo, my husband, laughed at me because we were at a young adult event and this girl came up to me and we were having small talk at like the coffee section and it turned into me literally just starting to pray over her. Like, I don't know. She like shared something that's very amazing. Like, this is my day. And like, I have to go get like another analysis on my brain. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. That was enough of the small talk. Let's pray. And so he's like, of course you're going to be at the coffee station, like praying over this girl. Like that's your way of small talk. So
this is it.
I need all the pointers, guys. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to tell you my number one pointer in talking to strangers is, drum roll. This is literally all you need to know. This is it. You just need to get good at complimenting people. You just need to start paying attention to people and looking for something to encourage or compliment. People love to be complimented.
That's very true.
And I'm not saying that in a manipulative way. I think genuinely, I have like a charism for encouragement. Like, I want to build people up and like chat with people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I am charming. So I love to like compliment a person. Yeah. You know, smiling Jean, yes. So I think honestly, if you ever go to a restaurant with me and Father Parks, we are like white on rice, getting in with that server. We want to hear everything about that server. Father's go-to is, what was your name? That we all say that, always try to get in with our server. And then he'll say, what does that mean? Do you know what your name means? And you'd be shocked how often they don't know what their name means. And then we look it up for them. And then we tell them how beautiful that is. And we connect it to the gospel. Like,
I've been in drive-thrus with Beth.
Yeah.
30 seconds. That's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah. I just think it's not even a conscious thing, but I just have like asked the Lord to highlight things about people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go up here because I
Anna. Anna, tell me everything about your life as a former waitress. Do you know what your name means? I'm asking you right now because no one ever asked you that, you know?
Sad. Okay. Anna up here said, I usually hate small talk, but this morning another young mom struck up a conversation with me at a coffee shop.
Wow.
And it made my day.
Yeah. I do think it's good for me. Jenna's so good for me in this to like just come up for air sometimes.
Yeah. Guys, this is how I small talk. I literally just make a joke.
Okay.
Like about any situation we're in.
Yeah.
Like it can be with like someone that's checking me out at the store. And I'll just like make a joke about like something's not scanning. I'm like, oh, you're giving me that one for free today. Blah, blah, blah.
Steph, stop.
How many times have people tried to buy this and it didn't work for them? Or am I just the lucky one? You know, like.
Get out of here.
I just kind of banter.
That's amazing. And I'm like, okay. This is so interesting. I feel like what we're saying is that talking to strangers really does just depend on your personality.
Totally.
That's that's kind of cool.
Guys, I don't mind talking to strangers. I am just like, it scares me.
Why?
Because I'm just like, do you really, like when people ask me, okay, never mind. I don't want to sound rude.
Yeah, finish that sentence.
But when people ask me like,
oh, you think it's fake?
How are your kids? I don't know how to answer that. Like,
oh,
they're fine from the, like, I don't, you know, from the last week, I don't sure. have a, I don't have time to tell you, like, my daughter,
yeah,
she's really into this right now and that right now. And then my 1-year-old just started eating with a fork and all of these, like, I wish I can really, like, I'd love to sit down and like really go over how my kids are. So I just have to like blanket statement, like, they're fine. They're great. They're being crazy, but they're beautiful. They're amazing.
I mean, but can we just for a second, like, he's eating with a fork. It's like the sweetest thing I've ever heard versus they're fine.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear that.
Yeah. You know? Do you just say that in like a 30-second conversation? Like, they're great. Listen, my 1-year-old's eating with a fork now.
Listen, I think a lot of life is like a first date, you know, like you kind of have to think intentionally about questions to ask. And like, it takes some effort to just get out of our, you know, like.
Beth, I think I'd be a horrible dater. Like, I haven't dated someone.
I'm a pretty good date, honestly.
I haven't dated someone since I was 17. I've been met with this person. Like, I don't know how to,
okay,
like,
maybe a job interview. You know what I mean? Where you're kind of like, you're coming like fully present and you're giving yourself and you want to find out information. Mm-hmm. So I think there's like a curiosity to it and an intentionality that I don't think we bring to everyday life. But where I think the Holy Spirit and this like reality of living fully alive as a fruit of the resurrection of Jesus is that we are present to the details of daily life and the people around us. And that makes us curious and intentional and aware, you know?
Yeah. I was at a diocesan like Eucharistic encounter event and Father Frankie, if you're watching, hi Father Frankie.
Hi Father.
He gave like the exhortation in the beginning. And the whole, it was interesting to me because this was like based off of like the road to Emmaus and just like, it was literally going to be 12 hours of Eucharistic adoration like throughout the night. And his exhortation was all about talking to someone new about Jesus.
Wow.
And how much like, he said something like, we can't let our thought of ourself be more important than what we need to say to that person.
This is it.
And I was like, wow, Lord, I need that courage. You know?
Listen, I have a friend who famously, it always annoys me, famously says to me, like, being stressed makes you selfish. It just makes you like busy, focused, like you're just not paying attention to other people because you're thinking about yourself. And I hate it because it's true and I'm guilty of it a lot. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, totally. Aaron said, I've had conversations with strangers because of the shirt I was wearing. I have several shirts like today's Death Has No Sting.
Wow, that's cool.
Speaking of cool shirts.
Steph. Wow. Speaking of cool shirts.
Okay. I was at an event and I was wearing this guy.
What event? When did I know about this?
It was at the Well.
All right. I do know about this.
Because you told me it was my color. No. This was the one before.
I was also there.
And everyone's like, where did you get this? And I was like, this is a blessed color.
Look at how this changes, you guys. Look at this.
Look at this.
Ooh. Living fully alive. Am I right? This is, watch this. This is true of me too, right? Okay. This is fine. This. This. Sad. Drab. This. Alive.
Color theory. So this just in from the headquarters.
We are at headquarters.
We have an exclusive amount of these on sale right now in our shop. It says, Jesus, I trust in you.
How sweet is
that? It's stitched. Like, you need this in your life.
It's very cute.
It's very cute. I personally love this. And
you look great in it, Steph.
Thank you so much, Beth.
This one I'm more interested in. This, just for the sake of the color, not for the sentiment. You know,
you want to show
I love them both. Yeah. You guys, look at this.
This is also an exclusive. Look at this, guys.
First of all, this is everything. Live for heaven.
Beth, that looks so good on you.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't.
Look at that.
I'm not sure.
I think it's those earrings, your hair up.
What?
Looks okay. So cute.
I'll take it. Anyway, live for heaven. This is
stitched also.
This is our life. This is really like our ministry. We just updated in the past few months, it's on the website. We updated like our core values. Mm-hmm. And this is what it is. This That's is it. What we live for. Heaven. That's it.
Eyes on the prize.
Tell them, Steph.
These are also limited. And they're very limited. Like, I'll be very surprised if there's any left at the end of the week. So, run, don't walk to our shop site. Open up another little tab. Add this to your cart.
We're just going to have a couple.
And get the, we have a couple. I agree, Erin. I was wearing this and someone's like, I need that. I love it.
Wow.
I love the message. It's so simple. It's so there, you know, and it's very bold. And I'm like, I can't tell you where to get it because I didn't know we were coming back with them. And now we are. But I was also just wearing like our green pocket t-shirt. And someone's like, Blessed is She.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love Blessed is She. Let me tell you what Blessed is She has done for me. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, this is the preschool teacher that is next door to my son's preschool classroom. Wow. And I'm like, what? I wish I didn't have to go to work. I want to talk to you.
That's very sweet. You guys.
So.
Jesus, I trust in you. Sorry for the feedback. The mic's right there.
Evangelizing through.
That, I mean, that is a.
Apparel.
That's a conversation opener. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Dress to, what's the word?
Impress?
No, like dress to have people ask you questions.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
To intrigue, to draw
dress
in.
To evangelize, like you know? That. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Wow, we are missing lots of comments here. Hi, Gemma. Gemma, why didn't you say hi to me? That's not my parish. My friend's baby was being baptized.
Cute.
Yeah, so I was at a different parish.
Yesenia said, what if I get rejected by the stranger? That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. You know what
you
I mean?
You walk away and you're like, Jesus, I tried.
It's rare, but sometimes people aren't that into me. That's fine.
I can never imagine.
No, it's true. It's true. It happens. But then you just laugh. It's fine. I find that most things that used to make me really sad, this is like such a grace, a healing grace that I've received. Most things that used to make me like ball up in shame and embarrassment and be like, that's so stupid. Cause how crazy are lies? You know what I mean? Now I'm just like, well, that was awkward.
On to the next.
You know what I mean? I think in general, the opposite is the like healing remedy.
Totally.
So like, instead of retreating, we just like, I don't know, like laugh
it off.
Dancing, like listening to singing music at the top of your lungs, like push against that stuff into joy.
Yeah.
You know, joy is defiant. So I think we can,
we
can like grasp onto that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We can, joy is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that's why I tell jokes, because I'm like, clearly you just don't have a good sense of humor. You'll find my crowd, obviously.
I mean, people have a lot of stuff going on.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I'm always scared that I'm bothering someone. Emmanuela.
Oh, I never feel that way. But that's because I want to live my life as a blessing. Like, I want to bless people. So, I'll bother you to bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenna says, I say often, we're chugging along. Everyone's fine. Thanks be to God.
She so does.
I love that.
She so does.
But I've... Yeah. Megan, that is so fun. I have a best friend that's also named. Oh, we're talking about Annex that they've known.
Anique.
Oh, mm-hmm. Anique.
I think that's right. Right? I've been saying it.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Megan says, I'm great at going and finding someone who seems like they're not connecting in a group and making them feel welcome.
That's so true. Guys. Megan has the heart of the good shepherd who leaves the 99 to go after the one.
But when I'm the odd one out and everyone else knows each other, it's definitely awkward. I just keep trying to ask other people questions about themselves.
100%.
Guys, growing up and in middle school and like high school, I would be that person to like be friendly to the person that was by themselves.
Yeah.
But now like when I'm by myself, I'm like, oh, is it a social anxiety? Am I diagnosing myself? Or I'm just like, I don't need to like, it's okay if people aren't talking to me right now. Is that weird?
Is that weird? I think you're an introvert, Steph. I don't think this is a big mystery.
Yeah, and then you marry an extrovert and everything you know gets thrown out the window.
That's fine.
It's great.
That's fine.
Yeah, because he usually takes the conversation over and it's amazing.
Like TLDR, Jesus. You know what I mean? Like if you know the Lord, if you're securing yourself and your identity as his daughter, like you could be standing alone at a party and having a great time with the Lord. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you can like see an opportunity to chat with someone or leave early and be at peace with that too. You know what I mean? It's just Jesus.
Let's see. Sarah says, I have noticed that I am the person everyone stops to talk to. I don't know if I just feel safe to other people.
Sarah, totally.
Or what it is.
Yeah.
People stop me to talk all the time, but I'm not someone who would do the same, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. You have such a big heart. That's
Shalom says, I want to hang out with you guys in real life. Shalom, can you come on retreat? Shalom,
we want to hang out with
come
you.
Come on.
In come real to life. Retreat.
And hang out with all of you guys in real life.
Yes.
Have you guys gotten your retreat tickets yet? Side note.
It's coming up. So about 6 weeks until our summer retreat, May 31st and June 1st. For anyone that's done the Well mentorship, that is the only retreat where we're having the Well pre-retreat during the day on Friday. So if you've done the Well, grab a ticket to that. Otherwise, we would love to hang and pray with you all weekend long, Friday night, all day Saturday, May 31st, June 1st, here in Phoenix.
What a party.
People come from all over. My friend Renee, she's coming from New Hampshire. New Hampshire to the retreat in May.
I love when you guys ask, like, who's traveled
the farthest?
The farthest to get here. And it's like random places.
Yeah.
Like, when what was her name when she showed up from London? I was like,
Izzy. Yeah, Izzy came from London. We've had people come from Australia. Mm-hmm. And like, I think twice, not even just once, you know? I think there was a group that came once.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, Yesenia.
I would like to be doing that. I would like to be walking on the treadmill with you at the gym.
Or can we get little walking pads? We can do Q&A,
No one's talking at the gym. They shouldn't be. You know what I mean? I go in there. I'm not trying to talk to people in the
gym. Zone. Let's see. How have you never... You guys got it this shirt. Sarah, one time someone told me I have a friendly face. Comforting to look at. Talk about taken aback, but really God's goodness.
That is very beautiful.
I love that.
You guys, have you read the devotion from Emily Wilson? Has it come out yet? I read them in advance, so I'm always confused what I've already read and what I read in real time. Mm-hmm. But Emily Wilson wrote a devotional about how she always gets mistaken for other people, like at the airport or at restaurants. Like, is your name Sarah? Oh, you look just like this girl, whatever.
What?
And her reflection was, like, I wonder if all of those people had faith, and what you see in me is Jesus.
Christ.
Like the light and love of Jesus. You recognize Jesus in all of these different people, and so you kind of confuse us. Isn't that a cool?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Molly says, if I don't know what to say, I take the opportunity to witness a little and say how God is how good God is to us, and all is well.
Of course.
If all of our conversations can be about Jesus, like, and like what he's done in my life, I feel like I can talk someone's ear off. But like, it just took the getting there. I think that's why I'm just like, let's move past the small talk.
Dude,
hang
out with Jenna Gizar, because she's deep diving people's life,
love
their
it.
Interests.
Totally.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah, same. Now
go ahead.
You go.
I was just going to read. Can't make retreat, but I'm going to ask for the virtual retreat for Mother's Day.
That's amazing, Anna. The virtual retreat is so beautiful. Anik, I was going to say, like, culture is a very big deal. I don't know what you're referencing, but I just want to say I'm very American in my extroversion. So when I go to other countries, I'm not as well received. Like here, charm is like a national trait. Do you know what I mean? But I go to Ireland. I went to Finland. I mean, when I went to Finland, for goodness sakes, I didn't talk. Nobody talked to anybody. Everybody. It was so bizarre. They're just like very reserved, respectful people, you know, talking very low tones.
Oh,
I remember I got back. I just landed on a layover in London, and there was an American guy also coming from there. I practically asked to sit with him. Like, can I just talk to somebody? Will somebody talk to me? Anyway.
In a higher decibel.
Oh my gosh. Look at the time. Time flies. I think we're going to move on over to the Blessed She app, and we would love for you to join us. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, come hang, because we've got more info to share, more exciting announcements. More wisdom, more encouragement, more laughter.
Ooh, come on over.
We'll see you there.
Also, more comments.
Yes, please. Great.
Bye.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Amazing.
Taylor
says, what's happening in the comments?
Oh.
Taylor says, I know it's the Holy Spirit when I talk to strangers. Taylor,
she's so Taylor, sweet. You're so good at talking to strangers.
It's not my natural default. Definitely supernatural. That is incredible. Yeah. All of a sudden, a question will come out of my mouth that cuts like a knife, and it opens people's hearts. And it opens my heart too, breaking my heart for what breaks the Lord's.
Wow.
That's so good.
I can confirm.
Yeah.
That she has that gift.
So true.
So good.
Double confirmation.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I just went through security at Nashville Airport. I feel like we've been with you on the airport. I love it, right? Yeah. Wasn't she on the air trying to get to the airport last
time? Susie's a go-getter.
She went through security. Heading back to California.
Glad to join us. Me too, Susie.
There we go.
Glad to see you at the May retreat. Can't wait.
Oh, Shalom says, I've felt a tug lately to talk to people like baristas and grocery
clerks
about Jesus, but I never know how to start. And I'm such a bad conversation starter to begin with.
Yeah.
My anxiety always gets in the way, but I really need to pray for more courage to talk to people and be a better conversationalist.
You know, I think the praying is good. The praying for courage is good. The just generally being with Jesus, and he fills us with his spirit and activates us. But I'm gonna reference here the scriptures. I don't know where, but multiple times. The apostles and Jesus talk about not having to prepare in advance for what we say. And I think that's kind of what Taylor is alluding to as well, that it's not, I mean, if you're debilitated by your introversion, like it could be a very helpful exercise to write down some questions to like ask of strangers, you know, but literally, again, if I compliment someone or, what was the other thing we said? Ask their name. Mm-hmm. Like there's usually an inroad, but I think more often than not, it's just, I think the challenge and the relief, the freedom of talking to strangers is that if you're just present to the Lord, he will highlight things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one time I was in a drive-thru at a Starbucks and this bee was like buzzing around and like, we're like laughing. It's like trying to go in her window, trying to go in mine. And she was like, "Whoa, that was close." And I was like, "That was close. That was the Lord, because I love bees." And she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I see a honeybee, I just think of this thing. Like it just happened so naturally." Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm always very happy to just like say the name of Jesus in like a gentle, joyful way. You know what I mean?
We were at a Dutch Bros drive-thru not too long ago. And the broista,
get out of here.
That's what they're called.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Was about to take our order. And my husband was like, "That's a really cool sweatshirt," because they have like this crazy merch line, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the broista said, "If you let me read to you my tattoo, I'll let you have it." It was this crazy thing, right? And so Chilo was like, "Sure." And so it was literally scripture.
What a sweetheart. What an absolute stud.
You just wanted to tell someone about the word.
That's so cool. What was it? Do you remember?
It was Matthew. I don't remember what it was, but like okay, so the story gets better. So he literally starts taking off his sweater because Chilo, he's like, "Yeah, read the word to me." It's fine. Or we didn't know what it was. We didn't know it was scripture.
Yeah.
But we were just like taken aback. It was just so beautiful that like he had this like faith.
Yeah.
Like he's like, "You don't have to give me your sweatshirt. Like you giving me that was just enough." Like,
that's
cool.
That
was so beautiful. Right. And so we kept talking and walking, you know, if you don't know anything about the Dutch Bros culture,
they're right here.
Right. And so this guy was just hanging at our window and talking to Chilo, my husband. So my husband invites him to this young adult prayer group that's happening.
Yeah.
A week later.
Yeah.
Or maybe that Friday. He shows up.
No.
He's not Catholic. And he showed up. And I'm like,
wow,
what an exchange. Like, what? We literally, as soon as we pulled out of the drive-thru, like, we prayed for him. And just, like, his boldness and, like, his courage and how, like, an increase for that for us as well. That he witnessed to us. So, like, having that courage to share your faith with someone. Like, you're willing to give someone your shirt just so that you can read scripture to them. It was really cool. So long story short, like we still see him around from time to time. My brother-in-law just went to his wedding, like with his wife. And wow. So like, there's still like that community aspect there.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool. Like to think of like this one invitation. So he ended up showing up and we're like, who do we sit him next to?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we thought of like our friend Miguel. We're like, this is a perfect guy to sit him with.
Classic.
Yeah. And it was just such a great night. I don't know, but I just thought of that moment. It was so beautiful that he witnessed to us in that way of just like wanting to share the word with someone.
Well, you know what I think is interesting stuff is that like a single encounter unfolded into like multiple relationships and more encounters.
Yeah.
And I think we don't often see the fruit of that single encounter, but I think that's evidence that there is like kind of a rippling out of grace.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's so important that you mentioned that. Like, we're not always going to see the fruit of any encounter.
We're not going to see the fruit of so many things. What's that emoji of people like coughing? People do
that. I love that emoji.
I don't exactly know what it means, but I think I would use that emoji right now. Like, we do not always see the fruit.
It's like a whew emoji.
Is that what it is to you?
To me it is.
It's interesting.
Like
interesting.
When someone says something amazing, I'll just be like whenever Aubrey puts a new graphic out, I send it to her. I'm just like, Aubrey, what was this?
So it's like, ooh,
yeah.
I thought it was coughing.
don't do it. Okay, can I tell you guys another fun story before we let you guys take it away?
Yeah.
So my family and I, once it starts getting warmer here in Arizona, we love playing sand volleyball. So we go to the park.
Are you going to tell the story I think you're going to tell? Because I hope so. Keep going. I'll make you tell it if it's
okay. Tell me, because I don't know.
Okay.
We were playing sand volleyball and we were short one person to play on our team. And oh man, I forgot his name now. This guy who's just waiting around, who's with like a bunch of friends. He's like, I'll play on your team. And so he joins our team and we're playing. And if you know anything about like just pickup games at like the park, like it's just, you play until someone loses. And then if there's a next team waiting, they hop on, you hop off, that kind of thing. So he was playing with us. We were like encouraging each other. It was like, he was like a friend that we've always had. And it's like me, my sister, like it's our family and this guy.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting on the sidelines for the next game to start. And he just asks us if we know the Lord. He's like, if you guys ever want to come to my church, like we are all Christian here. We go to service. And then after we come play volleyball, but like, if you ever want to come, and he like gave us the cross streets. He's like, are you Christian? And I was like, yeah, I'm Catholic. He's like, okay. I was like, yeah, we're brothers and sisters. So like, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it. I was like, but we do go to Catholic church.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there like, we are playing sand volleyball Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Like this guy just hopped on our team. He was just such a friendly guy. He was like so encouraging and uplifting, but like he was like working the crowd. Like he was just like friends with everybody.
Sweetheart. And he's living fully alive, talking to strangers.
And then in a moment that there was a break, he just invited us to church.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, wow. Another opportunity for me to assess where I'm at with my evangelizing.
Wow. Yeah, let's dissect that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What made that so outstanding?
I feel like he knew we were all older than him.
Oh, interesting.
You know, he was like early 20s, probably. Maybe like 24, 25.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that he was with a whole group and left the group to play with us five.
Wow. Yep.
That when the game was over, he stayed with us. Like he was going to keep playing with us.
Yeah.
And then took a moment to be like, actually.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys come to our church once in a while?
I do think there's something to be said for having a pitch, an invitation, a selling. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like a closing line or like a follow-up thing. So I did a similar kind of dissecting of an encounter I had with a woman in Ireland who runs a very sweet coffee and chocolate shop called The Sweetest Thing. If you're ever in Dublin,
sweet.
Catherine is like such an incredible evangelist for the church through Our Lady, particularly Our Lady of Medjugorje. So she is evangelizing, like her shop is like on the main road, like in the downtown of Dublin. And so bus drivers will park their buses and come in and take their break in her shop. And she like chats them up and invites them to go to Medjugorje. So she's like building relationships. That's cool. Leading up to like, come with us and have this encounter for yourself. So wow. I think like, mm-hmm. I think what's kind of easier about Protestants is like, if you come to a Protestant service, you're essentially coming to like a worship night. You're coming to an event.
Yeah.
Whereas when we invite people to mass, mm-hmm. that can be kind of disorienting totally. To people. They can feel like very fish out of water.
Totally.
The Protestant service is built in more of a ministry model that's like very accessible for an outsider to come in. Mass is profoundly beautiful and rich in like mystery and symbolism. And that's what we love, is that it like is so almost like reserved in the beauty and like it sweeps us up. But to someone who's never been to a liturgy, that feels very foreign.
Totally.
But Bishop Olmsted, I will never forget this. Someone on our team asked him, like, how do we, what do we do? Because for some of us, like, we could get into it with someone, maybe they're even Catholic and fallen away, and all we see are the obstacles. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they have to get an annulment, or do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they need to go to confession before they can come back to Mass and receive the sacrament.
Totally.
We put obstacles there. I think we acknowledge that it's a journey for them to come back into full communion with the church. And so that can make us kind of reserved. But Bishop Olmsted said, invite them to adoration. Like, don't necessarily invite people to Mass. Invite them to adoration. And I've done that with a couple of Protestant friends. Like, just come. And even, like, my niece and nephews who, like, aren't in the church, I would say, will you just come in with me? Like, you can bring your homework, you can bring a coloring book, you know, depending on their ages, and just sit and just be. And I'll explain, like, this is Jesus in communion, whatever, in a, you know, simple child language, or like with older friends, like, just come and pray.
Yeah.
It's just like praying in your room or praying in a church, except that we know that this is Jesus fully present in the Eucharist. Anyway, every time I've done that, from little children to like my peers, they'll walk out and just say to me,
that was nice.
That was very peaceful. Yeah. Like almost every time it's peaceful. That was very peaceful. So I do think like I know we're kind of spanning the whole spectrum here of like one-off conversations in a like drive-through to like meeting someone, talking to them, inviting them somewhere. But I think with the Holy Spirit, we can be attentive to where he's leading. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted, oh, let me read this first.
Yeah.
Said, Anna says, I was on a walk once when I was really pregnant and this old man stopped me to chat, telling me his daughter was pregnant too. Yeah. Then he asked me, do you know the Lord? I said, yes, I love him.
Mm-hmm. Said,
oh, then you're going to be just fine.
I
cannot with that.
What sweetheart.
That's the thing about him all the time.
This is the thing. This is the thing about when we have a relationship with the Lord. It's not a script. It's not like an assignment. It's not hard. It just overflows out of us.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most natural thing in the world for him to say, do you know the Lord? What? Yeah. Wow. I have chills. That's so beautiful. Yeah. Taylor had something very beautiful. You'll have to scroll a bit, but I loved Taylor's wisdom there.
I think it's important to not be in a rush with people. Yeah. Jesus knows their whole heart. We should take the time to understand it too. Like the woman at the well, we hear the whole truth of everything they've done and still embrace them.
Yeah. The rush thing is huge. I think that's what makes Jenna so good at small talk.
Yeah.
She's not trying to get somewhere. She's just genuinely trying to be cares. Present.
Yeah.
You know, that's her goal. I'm usually trying to get somewhere. Like, I want to find out if they know the Lord.
Yeah.
Jenna just wants to be present and love people. So she's not in a rush. I'm also like, I am in pain having small talk. So I want to like get somewhere.
You don't like small talk either.
No. Like even when we go out in like a group of friends, I like hate, even if I love every single person, I'm like, I don't like this. Like I want to be one-on-one
me,
with somebody.
Me. And then I get asked, are you okay? Yeah. Are you feeling okay?
I'm fine being up in front of a lot of people.
Yeah. Talking to lots I feel like people that's at one easier, time. A lot easier totally. Than the one-on-one. But I did want to get to this point is that
tell them.
There are so many strangers here on this app.
Steph,
and what? I think the beauty of Blessed Is She
And I didn't realize, and I've shared this before, I didn't realize the community of women I would need in my walk with the Lord.
Wow.
That he gave me through Blessed Is She. And I think it's so beautiful that we're all here together, even seeing like the threads and seeing everyone jump in to help each other. I love these strangers community.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's so set apart. It's so set apart from what we deal with on Instagram or Facebook or any other platform that there is this safe space that a lot of you referenced it as, to come around other strangers and share our faith. And so I encourage you, if you haven't reached out to someone who you're like, wow, this person really, I resonate to a lot with their sharing. Like,
yes, I loved what I read what she said in the comments or in Q&A. Like, I just want to reach out and say, like, me too.
Totally. Yeah. Shalom. I had a really cool conversation with Shalom on Holy Week, because we were talking about, like, just, like, the whole feat of taking littles to any of the Triduum services.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, you know, I've never met Shalom in person, you know, and, like, Lexi, I've never met in
Whoa, really?
Really.
Wow.
But it's just, love that there's just people that we can connect with here on the app.
Yeah.
So I invite you to just take a little courage. Everyone's going to be nice and you're not going to bother anyone. Totally.
Everyone's here for the same reason.
Everyone's here for the same reason. So if you have ever felt the nudge to reach out to someone, please do so. Send them a message, comment on one of their posts. Look, we've mentioned this before. Look on the near me feature when you go to members, so you can see women that are in your area, events that are happening in your area, even joining a virtual small group.
Totally.
Like, my favorite posts here on the app are when people are like, hung out with my friend. We met up in California. Like, what?
They were in a Well small group
together.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, they never would have met. They live across the country from each other, and now they're taking a walk on the beach together. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I can't wait to meet you, Susie.
Okay, can I nuance, can I tweak that a little
bit? Sure,
I just don't think that we are strangers. The reality is that we are sisters in Christ. And I think that can be kind of a cutesy, like, that language can be thrown around, but that's a deep spiritual reality, is that we're one in Jesus Christ. We receive the same body and blood. Mm-hmm. We are adopted by the same Father. Our spiritual DNA has been rewritten. Mm-hmm. So we are actually not strangers. Mm-hmm. We're not. We belong to each other because we belong to the body of Christ. Yeah. We're in love with this, the same man, Jesus Christ. We are in intimate relationship with the same person, Jesus Christ. We're following the same good shepherd, Jesus Christ. So we're not strangers, you know? One of my favorite, like, reflections, this was just a grace at a Thanksgiving Mass years ago, was I was looking around and, you know, Mass can be kind of a wacky place. There's like, people come and they're bringing all their stuff. They're coming as themselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this frazzled family of, like, littles, this, like, elderly person with, you know, a walker in the front row. We've got, you know, someone who's disabled, who's maybe kind of making noise in the back. We've got babies crying. We've got people falling asleep. Do you know what I mean? I just love to look around and be like, this is my family.
What a bunch of.
You know what I mean? Like, how we're just a big, wacky family. Every time I go to daily Mass, I'm like,
they're my people.
That guy's my brother. You know, my uncle. You know what I mean? I love to think of that. And actually, it makes me, it's profoundly charitable to think of it for what it actually is, which is a big family. I don't even want to say messy, because I think it's so beautiful that we can look around and be like, I'm one with these people. And we're not good at, you know, as I mentioned, like, we're not front facing in our hospitality all of the time, but there's a deeper spiritual reality that we are all one because we're eating at the same table. Right. We're eating the flesh and blood of the same man, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We're becoming one in him.
Yeah.
So these people are our people, you know, for better or for worse. Like, this is our family. These are your sisters, you know? We're not up here, like, giving a talk. We're like spending time together.
You're letting you in.
Totally.
That's it.
Totally.
I met this girl at the Well at a praise and worship night 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And I had never met her before. Her friends invited her. But she's on the app.
Wow.
She was like, I'm on the bus at a Shia.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So we encourage you all as the family that we are, and just please like tap into this community of women, this space, because it literally, it does bear fruit, and the Lord has blessed us with the opportunity to see some of that fruit. So we encourage you to reach out to one another. Yeah. Please don't let this app be like a recluse. Like, it can't just be it. Please try to make community. We are made for community, even local community or a small group. We do want to mention and segue we are going to be updating this app experience for you. And so we are taking everything that you are asking for and saying that is fruitful and beautiful and beneficial of your experience on the app. And we are trying to just make it even better. Yeah. And so what we are doing is we are moving from a 3-tier platform to 2 tiers. All of our free content will still stay on the Blessed Is She website.
Yeah.
Have at it. There's a whole page on just on free resources, but we will be moving to this 2-tier platform. This first tier is going to still be the BIS Plus, and that'll be the starting point for anyone that is going to stay on the app or come in as a new member. Mm-hmm. So it'll be $3.99 a month or $3.33 if you pay the totality for the 12 months. Or if you are interested in, you probably have BIS Plus and love it so much, and you've been on the fence and you've been thinking about BIS Plus membership. I don't know what BIS Plus membership is. Yeah. I just came from Facebook one time because you said Q&A was going to be here.
Yes.
BIS Plus membership is all of the content that you will see here on BIS Plus. Mm. We do challenges. We do live prayers. You're able to comment and interact with one another. But this also includes a Lent devotional.
Yeah.
It includes a Lent devotional, an Advent devotional, and if you were here prior.
Yeah, so this is last year.
This is Advent and Lent.
Yeah.
You would have received the code for Ordinary Time Journals. What we're going to be sending you this year is a planner journal.
What?
That you can use. It's so beautiful. It has a nice little elastic. So you will be getting a code for this soon if you are on BIS Plus membership. On top of that, and it's not dated or anything, so you can keep it with you.
Yeah.
It's the perfect size, so you can write the date you started this journal.
It feels so nice.
It's so nice.
I honestly just want to hold it all the time.
It's it's so good. And so you will get this. You'll get Advent, you'll get Lent, and you'll get a planner journal. We call it the planner journal because it is the same theme as our planner for each year. Mm-hmm. Plus, on top of that, if you are part of the BIS Plus membership, you also get 10% off of the shop every time you shop, and you get, love that.
I'll stop.
And I believe you get free shipping as well. Don't you get access to Lent and Advent communities on the app too?
That's exactly right.
That's it.
So the thing is, if you're on the free platform of Blessed Is She, which is going away, we're just trying to clarify, rather than these three ways to access the app, now there's just two. There's the basic, which is $3.99 a month, or membership, which includes codes for these devotionals and access to these different channels.
Yeah.
So if you're on the free channel right now, you don't actually know what all is available on the app.
Right.
Because those features, those channels are hidden. Mm-hmm. So we just want to share the beauty and the goodness, the vitality of the app, which is the community, the support, all of the features we want you to have access to. So we're moving them over. Anique, that's a great question that I don't know the answer to.
With the free books, if you have to send them to Belgium. So what we do is for anybody that's on BIS Plus membership, you get a code that you will apply at checkout. And you will receive, I think if it's overseas, you do have to pay just that difference in the shipping. But you can also, if you have a minimum purchase, I don't remember the amount off the top of my head, you will get free shipping once you meet that amount. So there would be a way, if you were to just kind of bulk this together with an order that you have going on, to be able to access, to have that shipped to you. But we do have BIS Plus membership women all over the world.
Yeah.
So you definitely get what you pay for and more. We are very excited to talk about, there's things that we have planned to share with you guys. We've read your comments and suggestions of what you are looking for. There are things in the works. We are planning more content for you, but also more time to just talk with you and pray with you.
Right.
And to really be that community that builds each other up. Find a way to encourage local community groups. Because if you don't know, we do have tons of local city groups that are available. You can find them on our website. If you go to the community tab, you can look at where it says regional small groups. You can see if there's one in your area.
Yeah.
Or you can see how easy it is to start one.
You could host a brunch and start.
Totally.
So we want to clarify our offerings because there are things that we know that Blessed She is and does, but maybe that's gotten lost in translation, or maybe you just got here and you don't know. We want to make it as simple and streamlined as possible for you to get all of the goodness of Blessed Is She in the clearest and the easiest way possible.
Daily devotionals will still be free. If you subscribe to our email list, they will still get an email to you every morning.
Yeah.
So our content that you've received access to for free will live on our Blessed Is She website. Yeah. So it is not like we are charging for everything now. We're just kind of making this app space.
Yeah.
We want to protect how beautiful and how the growth in it and the beauty in it. We want to protect that this space. So we're going to keep this as that community space, the, you know, jumping in with one another. And then the other free resources, those will stay on the app that you can, I mean, on the website, and you can always access those anytime.
I think too, we see what the app is and how special. You've probably heard us talk about the app as a sacred set apart space. And we do want to protect that and go even deeper. Mm-hmm. We want to go all in with our sisterhood. And again, that's not just it's not a cute label we slap on there. We take that very seriously. I walk with women weekly in the well. Steph is DMing people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we're meeting up at the retreats. We really are doing this life together, walking together toward heaven.
Yeah. We're very excited. We just want to offer
ourselves
to you. I don't know how to say it.
This is it. Well, whenever I talk to someone, they're like, what is Blessed Is She? I'm like, it's a community. First and foremost, it's a community, and we provide resources for that community to get together locally in person and grow in their faith. So we're growing together.
Yes.
And we're equipping you to build community where you are. Mm-hmm. Like, does that make sense?
We will have tons of support for if you decide to make a small group, make a city group.
Yeah.
We will be unveiling what that support looks like for you, but we will be having chats just like this with you.
Wow.
Checking in with you to see how your group is going.
Yes.
What support, what resources you need, troubleshooting anything that you need, but also giving you guys access.
Yeah.
And kind of like a first glimpse at our new products that you will be using in these small groups. So
Anique
said a really cool thing. To be honest,
I'm dying about Anique.
I stopped using the app when I only had the free version. Now that I'm subscribed to BIS Plus, it's so rich.
This is it. When you have the free version, you don't actually know what this is. So you don't see the value in it.
Yeah.
When you have access, you're like, oh, this is a game changer for me. Honestly,
for the cost of my bagel in the morning.
Someone else said this to me. Where did I see that? Maybe it was in the thread about like how the app has enriched your life. Someone said it has replaced social media for me.
Oh.
And I noticed the same thing because I am the queen of deleting Instagram all the time. And then it's so annoying. I have to re-download it to do one thing. And then I like batch respond. I'm like so bad at it, but I delete everything. Like, I don't want to be on there. It's such a time suck to me. I do not feel that way about the Blessed Is She app. No. It's like a breath of fresh air. I can feel that it's different. People aren't just like posting their one-off, like it's not hot. You know, hot takes. You know what I mean? It's like, I know these people, like I'm praying about Rhonda's situation at work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
I go to the, okay, so she says it's the only app I allow to get notifications for. I literally open notifications. I'm like, what I miss? You know, or just kind of hop in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we will be emailing with more information following this Q&A. So any other questions you have, we'll give you a little FAQ page. I think to answer a question up above.
Oh, sure.
Claire.
Thanks. Yeah.
When is the transition? The transition will be taking place the 26th. I believe we have 10 days. So if you haven't upgraded yet, you can totally do that now. Upgrade to BIS Plus or upgrade to BIS Plus membership. You get codes for Lent, Advent, and a journal, plus ship, plus a discount on the shop. So if you've thought about, you've been on the fence about joining BIS Plus membership, now would be a good time to upgrade too.
Yeah, again, just to mention too, the like exclusive membership formation resources. Yes. We just want to grow with you.
Yeah.
We want to grow together.
And we love that there's more. There's always more that mm-hmm. the Lord can do. So
yeah,
we can't wait. We'll see you guys on the app.
What a fun chat, gals. This brought me a lot of life today, honestly.
Love.
I hear you. All right, keep it going. Keep chatting. Steph's going to post the replay.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah. And we'll chat soon. Can we just say a quick, I'm wearing blue, so let's ask Our Lady to pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we love you. We lift up this conversation, our hearts, our intentions to you, Jesus, through Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I know we've had a lot of like updatey kind of things, but I can't stress enough that the May retreat is just around the corner. And that's where you just get such a sense of what this community is. It's, you'll come here, even if you will know people mm-hmm. because of the app, because
totally
it's so beautiful. So yeah. Please come and pray with us. Jesus will change your life because that's what he does. And we want to be there with you. Elizabeth, me too. Anik, there is a virtual retreat. It's the retreat from February. So it won't be re-live streamed, but all year long you can purchase the Drawn retreat. Virtually. Yeah. Patricia, can't wait to see you in October. We're so jazzed about the May retreat because it's coming up.
I'm excited for October's weather though.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bye guys.
God bless you.
Love you.
Bye.